What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and today I want to take a quick look back at the Eagles' loss last Sunday to the Seattle Seahawks and just how Doug Peterson and the offensive coaching staff look to attack that cover three scheme with Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and the Legion of Boom secondary. And they tried to do it in a lot of different ways. And one of their best zone beaters all season long has been a play we've covered here on this segment called the dagger concept, where you've got one receiver in the slot running a vertical route, and then you've got a deep dig route here from the number one receiver on the outside. It's great against a lot of different zone concepts, but what you're going to see now is a great play by a safety down in the middle of the field. This is a cover three safety. This is Cam Chancellor. Earl Green Beckham is going to open up here on this dig route, and you can watch Cam Chancellor's vision. As he turns, he's looking right now at Earl Green Beckham, right into his path, and he carries that right into this interception. This is late in the first half as Carson Wentz throws a pick in the middle of the field. Great play by a veteran safety on a zone beating play that you normally see the Eagles complete. Unfortunately, ends up in an interception. Now, later in the game, you see another attempt by the Eagles to again attack this zone coverage. And this is a basic cover three beater that I always known as post wheel. You've got a post route on the outside. You've got a wheel route from the number two receiver. And what you're hoping is that a cover three corner is going to cheat with this deep post route. So you see Bryce Treggs attacking downfield. You're hoping that a corner is going to shift in the middle of the field, opening up a spot down the sideline for this wheel route. Now, this veteran defense has seen plays like this before, and you can see they've got this completely covered up, and Carson Wentz does a great job of seeing that very early in this play. You watch him. He comes back. He's got his vision. He's waiting for Nelson Agholor to come open. When you've got two Seattle defenders, he immediately eliminates that from the progression, comes backside to Brent Celek, who's going to break open here in the middle of the field against Richard Sherman, one of the best cover corners in the NFL, sets up a touchdown for Zach Ertz a couple plays later. Great job by Brent Celek getting separation at the top of his route. Again, the Eagles hoping to get Zach Ertz in the middle of the field against this cover three scheme. This is a play that we've seen in the past against schemes like this. You're going to get a linebacker here in Bobby Wagner, who the Eagles are hoping to get Zach Ertz one-on-one in the middle of the field against Wagner. How are they going to do that? Well, when you've got cover three with three deep defenders, what you're going to do is you're going to get voids right down the seam. And if you've got the ability to make Earl Thomas, the post player, choose between sides of the field, now you can put him in a bind. The Eagles line up in a three-receiver set to this side. You've got Earl Thomas cheating to that side of the field. And when you've got Zach Ertz running across, there's only one player that can pick him up, and that's linebacker Bobby Wagner. The Eagles get the matchup they want. The ball is just a hair overthrown. It's an incomplete pass. The Eagles tried in a lot of different ways to attack Seattle in their cover three scheme. We'll see if that can carry over against another zone scheme, the Green Bay Packers, Monday night. And for more on that matchup, stay tuned for Eagles game plan right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Friday at 8 a.m.